This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
There was a man that got a deliverance from epilepsy. And Brother Hagin ministered to him, and it's not always a devil, but in that case it was. He cast the devil out of him. He had the worst case of epilepsy known in Los Angeles County. Brother Hagin came back 3 years later. The man hadn't had any attacks until 3 weeks before he got back. And the Lord said to Brother Hagin, he's had another attack 3 weeks ago, and it was because he went to bed at night fearful. So Brother Hagin told him. And he said, yes, I did. It opened the door for the devil to come back in. He had an attack, and Brother Hagin said, close that door, shut that door, don't go to bed in fear at night. And he shut that door to the devil, and he didn't come back in. So fear, unbelief, anger, these kinds of things, especially makes a big difference how you go to bed at night, opens a door to the devil. We're not to open any doors to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. That would open the door to the devil. If you're stealing from your bank where you work, then you've opened the door to the devil. Won't do you any good. You can plead the blood till you're green. But you have to shut this door here. Let him that labors with his hands, so on and so forth. And it speaks to us, verse 31, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Sin opens the door to the devil, and if you sin, you give him a place. Even if you're born again, you can open the door back up for him to come in. What you should do, if you see, when we're born again, his blood cleanses us in the New Testament. It cleanses us from all sin. Sin is gone from us, not just covered, cleansed. And the Bible says if you walk in the light in 1 John, as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you. If you walk in the life that you have, the way I see myself, like I'm in a little washing machine. I'm walking in the light as he is in the light, and this little agitator just cleansing me all the time, just cleansing me, cleansing me, cleansing me. I'm cleansed, cleansed, cleansed. He doesn't have a place in me. Cleansed, 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 cleansed. Hallelujah. But you know, when you first get born again, you don't have all the light in the whole world. But you're still cleansed, cleansed, because you're walking in the light you've got. Ching, 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 ching. But then, if you're working down at the office and you see this pretty woman over there, you start to flirt with her, she's married and you're married, or you're a woman and you flirt with him, you are opening a door to the devil. And he loves those open doors. He's watching you to get one. And the Bible tells us, don't give him a place. So we walk and cleanse, and then all kinds of hellacious things happen. And maybe somebody doesn't get their healing or something else, and people say the word doesn't work. Yeah, the word works. You open the door to the devil, he came in there and goes. Not even that he got your salvation. But he's accuser of the brethren. He accuses you day and night. And he looks for the right to get in there. You could do what 1 John 1:9 says. If you sin and you confess your sin to the Father, he's faithful and just to forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So I'm walking here along in my little cleansing. And usually with me, it's usually, I don't know, I hate to tell you what it usually is. And then I don't like it when I did it, you know. Whatever this thing was I did. Take a step out of love. Say something mean I shouldn't have said. You know, I mean, you know. Your own conscience tells you. Your conscience has been cleansed, it tells you. So then I go back to the fountain. Oh, Father, I'm so sorry I did that. But how thankful I am for 1 John 1:9. I confess this sin to you. Now, according to your word, you hear me. You cleanse me. You forgive me, and you cleanse me again from all unrighteousness. Now I'm ready. Any plea the devil brings against me, any old accusation, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. You're not bringing it on me. You're not stealing from me. Bless the Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that the devil didn't have any place in him. We also let Satan have a place by submitting to him. But God tells us to resist the devil, and he declares that he then will flee. God gives us an invincible weapon against the devil, the all-powerful blood of Jesus. Jesus gave his own blood as a ransom, and it is written, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. This is the victory that overcomes even your faith. So we see that it is the blood of Jesus and faith in his shed blood that always enables us to overcome the devil. The blood robs him of all power to afflict us, if we will only use that blood. We read in the Bible that some were not benefited because they did not mix faith with the word. We must believe that God covers us with the blood when we ask him to do so, because Jesus said, my blood is shed for you. We must also believe what God says about the blood of Jesus, that it overcomes Satan and takes all power from him. When we are covered with the blood of Jesus, Satan is powerless to enter, to put evil upon us. If the evil is already upon us, when the blood is applied in faith, Satan loses his power to keep the evil there. Whom resist steadfast in the faith? If the enemy flees quickly, rejoice and praise God. If he's stubborn, continue steadfastly resisting him, holding the blood against him, knowing that the remedy, the blood of Jesus, always accomplishes what God says it will accomplish, overcome the enemy. In these old-timers' books I'm reading where they would resist, they just didn't give up either. If that thing didn't leave, that sickness, they took that blood and they said, we hold the blood against you. We hold the blood against you until it left. The blood always accomplishes just what God said it accomplishes. It always, always, always overcomes the enemy. But here's my clue. I saw the devil come in like a missile against people that weren't in sin. How'd that happen? Turn to 1 Peter 5:8. Say glory. The second way that he can get in is a lack of watchfulness. Watchfulness, she said, is the price of constant victory. Now let's look at 1 Peter 5:8. This is where she got this. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith? The word vigilant is the word she's using to show watchfulness. It means watchful, be watchful. Watchfulness is the price of constant victory. Our enemy is so set on our destruction that he never sleeps or neglects to follow after us to destroy us. How sad that we, who have so much at stake, should be less diligent than he. A failure to watch also gives the devil a place in us or permits him to return.
We should cry for the blood to be upon us, within us, around us, and between us and all evil and the author of evil. This blood is a way of watchfulness. This blood is speaking blood. The Bible says that it speaks. It speaks because of the life that was poured out. The life is in the blood, and the blood of Jesus Christ speaks for you, speaks your case for you, speaks against the power of the enemy. The last thing before we sleep, we should in the same way cry for the protection of the blood. Even in the night, the true bride of Christ in the Song of Solomon cries out, I sleep, but my heart wakes. Oh, that we would rouse ourselves to a greater intensity in the things of God. We are so half-hearted, and yet we must overcome an enemy that's constantly alert and ready to take advantage of all carelessness and neglect. Soldiers are severely dealt with for even a small carelessness or neglect. If we neglect to watch, can God call us good soldiers? Oh, how much we suffer because we fail to watch all the time. I say unto all, Jesus said, watch. Not one person is excused from watching. We shall never get into this life to a place where the enemy does not try to attack us. But God is not willing that we should be overcome even once. Always He causes us to triumph in Christ. Not one failure as we trust and obey. Now, turn to just over a little bit to 1 Peter 2. In 1 Peter 2, it says that we are called unto obedience. 1 Peter 2, 1. We are the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, and we are called to obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. You can, by faith, sprinkle, apply the blood of Jesus to you and between you and the power of the enemy. But it has to be something that's done by real faith, because you know the power of the blood, not just some mechanical thing. People give you wonderful things whenever you're studying along these lines. This is a wonderful little tract that we're going to get. It's called Honor the Blood. And from the old timers, I found that they did this, what they called Honor the Blood, all the time. They honored it. They honored it by giving it a place. If you honor someone that comes into your meeting, you might give them a place on the front row. You give the blood of Jesus a place by honoring it. You honor it with your mouth. You say, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The life and the power of God is in that blood. That blood, just in a little cord, protected Rahab and all of her family. The blood of Jesus Christ protects me and my children and my household and my things in my house. I always apply the blood of Jesus to my house before I leave, and I'm gone about 90% of the time. And I was talking to my son about it the other night, and he said, Mother, I'd hate to be somebody try to break in your house. Oh, this is so good. He speaks of the basis of our power and authority over the enemies, the blood of Jesus. The word of our testimony is added to it. This is the practical application of our belief in the blood of the Lamb. Sometimes when the conflict is close, our testimony will be directed to the enemy. Jesus practiced this truth. He spoke that word right directly to the devil.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible and the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CDs for $30. Audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!